6 p.m. and late Maariv at 5:15. Rabbi, want to say something?
I'll say something.
Rabbi wants to say something.
Thank you very much, Eli, for that beautiful introduction. So we return now that the Chagim have come to a close to our daily halacha, daily thought. And so far, over the course of last year, we did 6 simanim. We began with waking up, washing hands, getting dressed, going to the bathroom, keeping clean, saying brachot, and now we begin with Siman Zayin. And if we do 6 simanim this year, we'll be in good shape. And we begin the 7th siman with one of the only 2 brachot which are possibly demanded upon us biblically. What are the 2 brachot that are demanded on us? Min HaTorah? Benching and Birchas HaTorah. Benching will come to, please God, someday. Right now we start Birchas HaTorah. One of the first things we say often when we come to shul, sometimes beforehand, if you're learning something at home. And we begin with a very strange predicament. We begin with doubt. And if you look in your siddur, we'll say, after you say La'asok b'divrei Torah, usually they'll say in small print, don't say Amen at this point. Something I didn't notice in my siddur until this morning. And that's because there is a measure of uncertainty whether La'asok b'divrei Torah is its own bracha or it's part of the next bracha, the Harevna, and we kind of aren't sure whether we should interrupt that or not. And it strikes me as odd that as we recognize our obligation to delve into Jewish law, to be an informed public, to be a nation of lawyers, so to speak, we say it quietly because we don't want to cause a measure of doubt on those around us whether they should say Amen or not say Amen. So it strikes me 2 things. Why we have this very strange opening. You would have thought you come in, you want to declare loudly and proudly with an obligation to learn Torah. Why are we whispering? So 2 things. Number 1, when we say this bracha and then we enter this place of doubt, we are in the very utterance of the bracha engaging learning. We are thinking about, is this 1 bracha or 2 bracha? What about suffix? Do we say bracha if there's a suffix bracha lahakal? Do we say amen? There are all sorts of intellectual exercises occurring as we say the bracha. But number 2, and perhaps more importantly, as we say the bracha, evoking our obligation to educate ourselves, in that moment we exhibit sensitivity to the predicament of others and we say it quietly, so that nobody else should be stuck because of our obligation not knowing what to do. So we begin the day with our own learning and with sensitivity to other people as well.